1,000 sketches in 1,000 days. Day 709. Sketch 998. Garbage. Following on from the Brian and Adams chat of a few days and or weeks ago.
Certainly not minutes for us.
Absolutely not. There is video footage of me accompanied by, it's a track from Waking Up the Neighbours, but I can't remember which exactly. It's me, I believe, reading some sort of comic whilst wearing a brown corduroy waist jacket and sitting on the toilet.
Hang on, there's a crucial question here, which is, at what age?
I believe I would have been about 14, 15.
14? That's too old. That's too old for someone to be recording you on the toilet.
It was for the sort of closing credits of a film that we were making. We did a short shot of everyone doing something slightly daft whilst my brother's cassette of Brian Adams played in the background.
Let me get my pants down on the toilet.
I did, yes, as I thought it would be amusing.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like it is.
Potentially. I've not watched the footage in some years.
One, we need to dig that right out and have a screenshot of it.
I'll try and digitise it.
Provided it's not now classed as child pornography.
You can't see it.
You can't see anything. Then
No.
Put it online to humiliate you.
My knees. My knees, possibly, but that's about it.
Little bandy knees.
Little bandy knees.
Can we go back? A brown corduroy waistcoat?
Yes, indeed.
Like
sort of beige.
Like Woody from Toy Story.
I suppose.
But corduroy.
Yes.
Nice.
I stole it from one of my...
What year are we talking here? Like 90s?
It must have been...
Early 90s.
Yeah. It must have been fairly early 90s.
Right.
What happened to this movie? Is it on Netflix?
Sadly not. That one, I believe, was entitled Drugs Mansion.
And what happened in it?
Wow, that sounds good.
This is amazing. I'm hooked.
I believe my brother, I think, being 3 years younger than me, so he would have been 11 in the film, both playing a pair of drifters who arrive at the mysterious Drugs Mansion. And
Just your house?
Yes, of course.
Yeah,
my parents wouldn't have let us take the camcorder out of the house, so everything's filmed within.
They let you film yourselves on the toilet, but don't take it out of the house.
They had no interest in what we were actually filming, but
fine.
So long as
probably
it remained
best.
Within the front door, it was perfectly fine.
Fine.
So yes, the two drifters arrive at the mysterious Drugs Mansion and then menaced by its owner, who turns out to be a vampire.
What I want to know is, why did you go for Drugs Mansion, but then it was about vampires?
Because it was during my sherbet making phase, as has been discussed on this podcast previously, which meant that by upping the bicarbonate of soda dosage in the sherbet, we could make people foam at the mouth quite convincingly.
God, okay. I don't think that sounds
safe.
Special
effect.
I'm going to put it out there.
Exactly. The special effects were quite good after I think I beat Rolsey to death with a spade.
inside, did you have to leave the camcorder inside while you went outside to get the spade?
I think we were okay to do things in the back garden, not the front.
Okay. Not the front garden.
I think we managed to get one very quick shot of him running past the front of the house. Done from the driveway, but
really
no further
risky.
Than that. Yes.
Mum in shot twitching behind the curtains, checking no one's nicking the camcorder.
That was the only one we filmed out of sequence and then tried to edit afterwards. So, yes.
Talk me through how you were editing this in the 90s.
By recording from the Super 8 tape that was in the camcorder onto a VHS cassette, which meant that one of the best bits of the film was the fact that you get the shot of him running past the house and then a split second shot of just a village in Turkey before it then moves on to the next bit of the actual film.
What, because it was your parents' holiday tape?
Yes.
I got to see this film. I have. Please, can we have a screening.
I'll get round to digitising it one day. And
yes! Don't get round to it. Forget editing 1,000 sketches in 1,000 days. Get this done. This is an absolute winner.
It's wonderful.
Oh,
I think we made...
sounds incredible.
That was the weakest of the four that we made. But hey,
there
for another day.
Oh, how long were each of them?
Oh, I think the middle one's probably pushing about 25 minutes, but that's because they have
40 minutes of interminable
unscripted dinner scenes that just go on for hours and hours of us trying to improvise dialogue of what grown-ups might say at dinner parties.
And 15 minutes of Corfu 1992.
Yes, and then, halfway through the dinner, a dog just sort of wanders in, looks at the camera and just wanders off again.
You seem to remember this video very vividly, as if you still have it in your possession, and
I
recently watched
it. I have to see this, Alistair.
It is next to me as we speak,
but
my VHS player does not work.
Please, I have to see
this. It'll happen.
Dog just mugging off the camera. Oh, phenomenal. Have we done a sketch? Have we just been talking about this?
We haven't yet, no. It's two-hander. There, you two can do it. You can pick who you want to be. It's only
Simon,
a little.
You go one, I'll go two.
Why not?
What's this?
What do you mean?
It's a bloody disaster, is what it is. This is no use to anyone.
Suppose not.
Bloody rubbish. You know the adage: garbage in, garbage out. You're using this computer all wrong.
It's not a computer.
What is it?
A bin.
Oh, right, that makes sense.
Right, is this Rejects Week? What's going on here? Right, I mean, when I asked, have we done this? Yeah, when I've asked, have we done a sketch yet? The answer is still no.
It's not that bad.
Is
now we're only 999 sketches in 1,000 days. What's that? What do you mean it's a bin?
that is a fantastic sketch, I have to say.
I'm afraid.
Who wrote this, Alistair?
It wasn't me.
I mean, it's got Rich's weird signature at the bottom.
I'll look at the first one because that's possibly me.
Okay.
Check.
It's garbage.
Rich is original.
And he's not here to defend himself, so he can swim.
He has nothing to defend. Nothing.
Is garbage in, garbage out a phrase people use?
It is, yes, it is. Yeah, yeah. It is a phrase.
Okay, fair enough.
It's a phrase that if you give bad instructions or you give bad data, you'll get bad data out.
I mean, who are you explaining that to?
Me.
Did you need that explaining?
I mean, it was, I guessed it probably was that, but it was useful to have it confirmed.
It's good to have the clarity. Sure,
exactly.
Okay, fine. You're more of a moron than I thought you were.
Thanks, buddy.
Oh, now I'm the mean one.
Yes, you are.
I knew I'd drive you to it eventually.
Oh, I thought this was going to be a kind week with those two meanies gone, but it turns out that I have taken it up and I am the worst one this week.
And they've been here repeatedly throughout the week.
They're here. Yeah, they're here right now.
Not right now.
Dan and Rich are not with us. And at some point in another sketch, which will be weeks away from now or weeks before now, I said they were the meanest ones. And everything would be kind, and I've ruined it.
Never.
Sorry, listeners.
They can deal with it. 1,000 Sketches in 1,000 Days was written by The Albion Basement. It was performed by Laura Taylor and Simon Toohey. It was produced by Alistair Turvitt. The music is by The Evenings. See you tomorrow.